This is Grace Lynn Keller with the Becker's Private Equity and Business Podcast, and I'm excited to be joined by Elizabeth Hudson today. Elizabeth, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, and I would love for you to discuss today what you are currently most looking out for and focused on with business trends.
Absolutely. Great to talk with you, Grace. Thanks for the time. I think right now we're in a space today, in our environment today, both professionally and personally, that is just chaotic today, right? The world overall, especially in the healthcare industry, is just getting more and more complicated and volatile. Between supply chain issues, staffing shortages, you know, the financial uncertainty, my goodness, and like even just environmental shifts that are leading to heavy weather cycles, is where, you know, Florida has just recently experienced, is very, very little of that is stable right now. So, you know, I'm kind of honing in on three things. One is, amidst that chaos and amidst all those pressures that are hitting us on a lot of fronts, the first thing that I think about is simplification. So as things get more and more unpredictable, I find myself both in work and in personal settings, just trying to simplify to the basics and clear out the clutter. So what does that mean? Simplification in, you know, the product or the service offering, simplification in the kind of projects that we do, simplification in the process that we can take on. And right now, you know, almost akin to what was going on when COVID first hit, we just kind of get it back down to the core foundations and kind of let go of anything that can distract and really just keep things very simple. So that's the first thing I'm focused on. The second thing that I would say then, as we simplify, Grace, is, just kind of focusing in on those core basics and just clearing all that clutter out. The second thing I would say is just kind of around strength and sustainment. And I didn't actually mean for this to be like an alliteration S's kind of a thing, but I've got a theme going, so I'll go with it. So in those simplified focus areas, we want to build those foundations out really firmly and just get really deliberate about that. So, you know, coming back to strategy, you know, and we talk about this a lot. So in strategy, what is it that we're passionate about? What is it that makes us great and really unique? And how is this valuable and useful to our customers, right? So just kind of getting back to those core basics, really building in strength and sustainment around that, and not letting those just be namesake kinds of things, right? But really building anchors around this that helps us weather the storms. And that's, my goodness, in these days, it's really kind of literal and metaphorical. And so then as we are clearer and firmer on who we are and how we work, I'm finding myself going, okay, so that's strong. That feels strong. Now, how do I sustain that? How do I train other people in the organization and teach our methodology so it sustains beyond what we're doing, products, services, our process, the way we go about things, because I think that leaves really great impact and legacy. So again, first thing is simplification. The second thing is really around strength and sustainment. And then that kind of takes us to the third space, which is really just opening up space to, to think and to, think about what's next. So it's just easy, I think, to get lost in the busy and the chaos and not give ourselves that space that we need to breathe on what's going on and space to think about what's next and how we might creatively get there. But I think when we have that really firm foundation that's simple and it's strong and it's named and communicated really clearly and boldly at every level, that space that place for growth, when we allow that space, I think just evolves a little bit more easily and a little bit more clearly. So these days, I think that's where, you know, between all the business impacts and business trends and business pressures and things that we're experiencing, I find myself kind of coming back to the basics with these, three S's, I guess I would say.
Wonderful. Well, Elizabeth, thank you so much for sharing those thoughts with us. I think our listeners will very much enjoy. And thank you for joining me today on the Becker's Private Equity and Business Podcast.
Great to talk with you, Grace. Thank you.